This then fits into or goes with or nourishes your life, your particular life, your particular people and activities. How does this weekend belong? In what ways? And now let's reflect on how maybe, you know, affected by this weekend, or certainly affected by your Dharma practice and access to the Dharma, how is your relationship towards yourself? Your little self and neurotic things and frightened or upset parts, and the shy parts of yourself, your awareness, your wisdom, your truthfulness, which are really your strengths, your power. And we appreciate ourselves just as we are, with all of the colors and wrinkles, vulnerabilities and strengths. I encourage you to appreciate yourself for your efforts for being present this weekend, hour after hour, patiently showing up, being with whatever was there. Tired mind, a drifting mind, a curious mind, a judging mind, bored mind, beautiful mind, and heart. Because as Hafiz says, there is no one who is not trudging along with as much dignity, courage and style as we possibly can. So appreciate yourself for caring enough to do this for the weekend. See what you may have touched either now, this weekend, or that you know you would like to offer to yourself, to have access to, or invite for yourself to remember or to experience. See who comes to mind of those in our lives who are our dear ones, our most important companions. And see what you feel like extending towards them, what well wishes or thoughts of kindness or just thoughts. Include them in your quiet, peaceful, caring heart. Maybe just grateful that they're in your life. See what words or blessings or wishes may come when you think of them. Or maybe just quiet being. let's open our awareness to, just even as we sit quietly, even with our eyes closed, to open ourselves up to the fact that we're all in this room together and we've spent this weekend practicing together, collecting ourselves together, staying present together. Just feel the good company is here. The great intentions that are here. All the sincerity and care for our world and our planet that's here. And all those hearts who support kindness and justice and fairness for everyone. And yet, all of us here in the vulnerability of being human and not knowing what's coming next. Our sensitivity and vulnerability and uncertainty. And still are showing up and doing the best we can. Just extending out a sense of warmth and appreciation to everybody. Sense of gratitude, because on our own it's harder and harder to do this, but in company it's so much more encouraging. So appreciating each other, grateful. We're also dignified and careful with putting in on our shoes and having our lunch. It's just such a harmonious way of being close, even among strangers, apparently. And then let's wish each other well as we go our separate ways in a little while. And not just well in a trivial way, but may we all have increased well-being. May we all access the ability to say yes to our lives. To hold with respect and care whatever is moving through. To listen well. To enjoy the resting in simplicity and ordinariness. As a refuge from the triggering qualities of drama which also come by. Wishing each other a sense of physical well-being, health and strength and lack of pain. Wishing all of each other, including ourselves, whatever safety there may be in this changing world. Safety of good friends, or safety of a home. Safety of honest friends. May we all agree that our practice is what's helping us contribute the very best we can to our world. Within the limits of being a conditioned person with limited energy, we all know we're here for way more than our own personal pleasure. But because we remember that we are co-creating our world, we want that world to be as good and as sane and as sustained as possible. But there is kindness and understanding. Goodwill, harmony, So we dedicate our time together. We do this knowingly, as a gift for all of the ones around us, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues, our families, partners, each other, and our wider world. May there be unknown beautiful ripple effects coming from the Red Cedar Hall for this weekend. And ongoingly from our own hearts and minds. Practices, where do people practice, what are, you know, the days, the places, the times, just so that those who, you know, aren't feeling connected particularly know who all is here. Sangha, we need, the Buddha said, we can't do this journey on our own. It's too radically different from the way the day-to-day life is. We have to do this with support of each other, so we need connection with each other. So you have this great hall here in Bellingham. But would somebody tell, you know, what some of the things that go on here, the different events, different times, who leads them, and who might be able to be in contact with whom, if there's an email, whatever there is. Whoever would like to speak to any of that.
So, this is the home, the co-home of the Bellingham Insight Meditation Society, and we sit on Tuesday evenings, and there's often a program after. We have a website, of course, bellinghaminsight.org. We have morning sits as well. We have wonderful weekend retreats, book groups, Sangha Mamas, and so on and so forth. But our website really is chock full of information. And there's literature, of course, on the back table as well.
Is the library the space open every day?
That's a great question. First, the library is, one does not need to be a member to borrow books. It's open to the community. The hall is not open all day long, though. We share this also with Zen. That's the other partner here at Red Cedar Dharma Hall. But we're pretty much open the times that I sort of cited, and that one we find at our website.
Keith, would you actually say now here those times? You said that you do these things, but could you just say a few of the actual times? Tuesday evening at...
Oh, sure. So it's Tuesday at 7 to 7:45 with a program often that follows directly thereafter. Mornings from Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7:15. Some Thursdays...
I'm not sure if we have anything ongoing on Thursdays right now, but then the other thing, we have the hall the second and the fourth weekends, and so normally what we do if we're not having a weekend retreat is we do have a lovely morning sit that goes from 9 to 11:45, and there's three meditation periods from the hour, like 9 o'clock to 9:45. And then the 15 minutes in between is a transition time. So people who only want to stay for one period can come or go during that time. Some people just like to sit for the entire time and not move at all. Some people use it for a little bit of walking meditation, but it's a lovely way to have a little longer period to sit. So that's the second and the fourth.
Saturday, second and fourth Saturday, between and 9 and 12?
Yeah, 9 to 11:45. And as Keith mentioned, all of the programs are listed on the website. So when you are using your screen time, you can look, find all the specific information on BellinghamInsight.org.
We also have a listserv. It essentially sends it to Yahoo Group that sends out emails regularly. And one can sign up for it on one of those little yellow pads.
Yeah, I think it was out most of the weekend.
It's gone. Anyone can join. There's no minimum donation or no minimum subscription amount to be a part of the Bellingham Insight Meditation Society. And you get really two cool discounts on things like this retreat.
We also have a retreat, a long retreat, 9-day retreat coming up with Heather and Steve Armstrong, March 28th through April 1st, now I believe. And there's flyers out in the foyer for that if you're interested. They're bright green flyers. And you can get it off the list or at the webpage.
Yeah, those, I don't think, are the right dates.
I think it's the 24th.
Anyway. What did I say?
28th.
I'm sorry. The 24th. It's 9 days.
Whatever, but you'll get the details on the website. The end.
We just shortened it a day, so yeah. April 1st.
And others, other things people do here? Or that?
There is a Thich Nhat Hanh group on Thursdays at the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship. I've not been to it, but I know that it's there. Uh-huh. Thursdays, I think they meet about 2 or something.
2
and that,
three.
Of course, is on their website. Yeah, mm-hmm. She goes.
2 to 3:30. Two of us, the regulars there.
Great. All right. Does anybody want to ask what else there might be in this area? Any questions from anybody? Doesn't know anyone?
Center for Spiritual Living up on U Street on the hill has, gets a Thich Nhat Hanh Monday night occasionally. Regularly, but I don't know which Monday.
It is.
It's a
meditation and discussion. Right. Lovely. All right. If anybody is interested in the teachings that I do, on Salt Spring, where I live, we actually just changed some of the structure of the organization. So there's a new website. The old will send you to the new, and the new website is saltspringinsightmeditation.ca. And we do some retreats in a year there, several retreats a year. And then I go here and there to teach, as I do here, for instance, going to Seattle, going to Port Townsend sometimes, and Cloud Mountain, I teach down there, different places. So if you're interested in that, you can find all that information on saltspringinsightmeditation.ca, Canada. For anybody who wants to be in touch with me personally, there is a link on that website to me if you wanted to send me a message, if you wanted to email me, and if you want to remember this or already know it, my own personal email is my name, heathermartin.49. I was born in 1949. There were lots of Heather Martins at Gmail when I applied, so heathermartin.49@gmail is my own email. So I do stay in touch with a number of students over time. And make, you know, have conversations on the phone. Sometimes once in a while, sometimes regularly, sometimes, you know, very spaced out, whatever people want. It's just one of the things that's available if people are interested in keeping in touch, having some kind of mentorship or feedback or guidance for their practice or whatever. So that's an option. It's always available. So that's that, taking care of that. Lovely. And then lastly, what I'd like us to do, if you would like to do this, just take a few minutes, we've only got a few minutes now, is just to have a little bit of time to chit-chat with each other, because you haven't been able to, and you've gone through this weekend together, and you've, you know, whatever it's been like. I usually discourage people, as you all know, we all discourage you from trying to explain to people who don't meditate what your weekend was like, because it just doesn't work to say it somehow. It doesn't have the impact you'd like. and you want to share something that's precious and the words don't somehow do it, or if somebody's really interested in asking questions, answer them. But otherwise, it's usually not such a good idea to try and explain it and to put it into words. Be your experience rather than try and tell them. But you can put it into words with each other because you already understand. So it's actually nice to have a little friendly time. How was your weekend? You know, how are you doing? Anything you want to share about being Dharma practitioners together? Because Sangha is so essentially important. So, you know, just be together in groups and talk for a few minutes. Groups of four, maybe five. If you get together in a larger group, you won't have time to speak because you've only got 10 minutes. But I just would like you to have a little bit of that time to connect with others. And some of you don't know anyone here, so it's nice for you to actually meet a few people. So go ahead, take a few minutes for that, and then I'll bring you back.